Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Well, cattle producers, you're invited to the 12th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, Saturday, April 20th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 700 head, including 151 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. You can download the sale catalog online and see videos at expressranches.com. Call for more information, 405-350-0044, Express Ranches, Grass Time Sale.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Friday marks the one-year anniversary of the start of the 2018 wildfires that spread across western Oklahoma. We sat down this week with Dewey County producer Jimmy Emmons to get his account of that day and the progress that's been made since in recovering from that tragic event. He still remembers the bittersweetness of that day. Emmons was in Oklahoma City to receive the state's first Aldo Leopold Award in recognition of his efforts in conservation, but recalls the gut punch that day turned into when he returned home.
We lost about 3,000 acres of rangeland and about 23 miles of fencing, a few animals, not many, equipment shed and some equipment. But, you know, we were still better than a lot of people that lost their homes or all their cattle or a lot of their cattle. But a tremendous blow to Dewey County and other surrounding counties that were in them wildfires.
Emmons was told later by Oklahoma Forestry Service officials that the fire that day was burning 118 acres per minute as it went past his house that night. In April of 2018, over 367,000 acres were scorched in Oklahoma and nearly half the area of Dewey County. Approximately $15 million worth of infrastructure was lost in the fires, along with a large amount of livestock, equipment, structures, and 2 lives as well. However, from all of this, there have been some positives that have also resulted from this tragedy.
Yeah, you know, there was lots of tragedies with 70 structures lost and loss of life. Of course, is always just the most tragic. But when you look at the countryside now as a county as a whole, you know, we've had over 50% control of eastern red cedar through this tragic wildfire. So the fire load is dramatically lessened. If we were to have another fire, it would be easier to control versus where we were a year ago. So we have lots of the infrastructure, lots of evasive trees that's under control. There are positives out there. Sometimes it's hard to see them when Jermaine Begg is look you in the face, but we have to look at the positives to, as I would say, put our boots on in the morning and go. And I think we have them, and life will be better down the road here.
A year later, and the recovery process is ongoing. Emmons and other victims of the wildfires continue to work with government agencies in rebuilding their lives and operations. You got farm news on Ron.
It's the Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale, Friday, April 12th at 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha. The sale will feature offerings from Brink Angus, Brookshire Farms, Bull Mountain Ranch, MCS Cattle, and others. And Wheeler Farms will offer 80 Hereford and Angus bulls along with 20 Angus open yearling heifers. They're ranch raised, developed with frontline genetics and performance. For an online catalog, go to mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. 405-641-6081.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.